ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यंकरवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांति। ओम नमो भगवते श्री दक्षिणामूर्ति स्वरूपाय श्री दयानंद रूपाय परम गुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे यस्माज्जातं जगत् सर्वं यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते येनेदं धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। We've been seeing sixth anuvaka for many classes. Towards the end, we were seeing Bhagavad-pada's commentary on establishing the existence of Brahman. There were three main questions. One was implied question: what happens to the person, who knows Brahman, whether he attains Brahman or not? The person does not know, who dies ignorant of Brahman, whether he would not reach Brahman or not. And first of all, Brahman exists or not? There was a main question. If this one question becomes answered, all the questions should be answered as well, as it were. The implied question was whether Brahman exists or not. Why this such a question should arise? Brahman being the inexplicably subtlest reality, not being available for recognition to any pramanam, such doubt is possible. Therefore, the commentary, the mantras recommend upon Bhishankara Bhagavatpada such a way that Brahma asti. The whole anuvaka, the whole anuvaka, Anupravesha Shruti, the Srishti Prakaranam, all this is for finally is for establishing the existence of Brahman. So we understood Brahman was presented by the Upanishad as the Jagat Karanam, as the cause of the universe. This universe is available for experience in the waking state. Therefore, there must be cause of this universe. And Brahman is the Karanam. Brahman is not only the Upadana Karanam, Brahman is the intellect, Nimitta Karanam also. So, Abhinna Nimitta Upadana Karanam Brahma is one reason. Therefore, what Brahma asti, the effect in the of universe is, therefore the Brahman, the Abhinna Nimitta Upadana Karanam also must be there. Is the that is universe is the proof of the existence of Brahman. Because without the existence of Brahman, universe cannot exist. Therefore, Brahma asti. Again, there were many statements. Bahusyam prajayeya. Sentence number one. Brahman thought Bahusyam prajayeya iti. So kamayata satapotapyata. That Brahman desired. that Brahman did a penance, saha tapaha tapyata. All these are the statements which prove that Brahmatma, Brahman obtaining as the Atma, had the desire to create. And Brahman did the tapas. So all these, Brahman did the tapas, Brahman desired, Brahman thought Brahman would become many, etc. All these are the words presented as the proof for the existence of Brahman as the intelligent cause, nimitta karanam. Again, Brahman is not a cause which undergoes a change. It's vivarta upadana karanam also. And entry as though entry of Brahman into the universe, after creation of the universe, the anupravesha shrutihi, is also another proof for Brahman, existence of Brahman. The Brahman, which is in the form of the universe, all being all pervasive, being always everywhere, it is as though has entered. Brahman has as though entered into the creation. Thereby, Brahman is available for recognition in the cave of one's own buddhi as pure consciousness. I surupma of the aham, I. Therefore, here, and Brahman being available for recognition as pure consciousness, the surupma of the aham, it is his Brahman which alone is there, being available with the different, available for understanding the different attributes as the experiencer, as the knower, as the thinker, as the seer, as the hearer. Therefore, Brahman is very much there. Again, Brahman is the changeless, unchangeable truth, the adhishthanam, the support of the constantly changing mithya jagat. Brahman is the absolute reality, the unchanging, unchangeable truth, satyam, of the constantly changing mithya, inert, mithya, material universe. These are the few reasons given, understood in the sixth anuvaka. And we're going to understand a few more reasons for the existence of Brahman in the following section. Before we enter into that program, let us see the last portion of the sixth anuvaka, the bhashyam of the last portion of the sixth anuvaka, where we left last class. Asti nasti iti anuprashnaha prakrutaha tasya prativachana vishyaha etaduktam. Asti nasti iti anuprashnaha. There was one of the three implied question. There was one of the three questions, which was implied question based on the teaching given in the fifth and fourth anuvakas, whether Brahman exists or not. Brahma asti nasti iti prashnaha anuprashnaha prakrutaha. This question was taken for discussion. Tasya prativachana vishaye etaduktam. And it was replied, it was said as an answer regarding that question. As an answer for such a question, this was said. Yetad uktam, this was said. Prativachana vishaye. Prativachana means reply, answer. Regarding that question, as an answer, this was said. What was said? Atma akamayata. Atma akamayata. Atma desired. Brahmatma desired. What was this here? Bahusyam iti. Atma desired. Kama. In order to come as Bahusyam. May I become many. Iti. So this was specifically, these words are mentioned by the Upanishad. Just to state that Brahman is of the nature of pure knowledge, the intelligent cause. So this thinking itself implies the reality being a conscious being. Reality does not think, please understand. Reality does not think. Reality does not desire. But still it is said, Atma akamayata. What does it mean? The desiring is possible because of the blessing of the Atma. The blessing of the Atma is the very presence. Very presence itself is the blessing. Existence itself is blessing. Because of the presence of the Atma, existence of Brahmatma, the desiring is possible. And the Brahmatma is of the nature of pure consciousness, a conscious being. Therefore, it is said here, Bahusyam iti. So, Brahmatma desired may become any iti. Saha, Brahmatma, yatha kamancha, as desired, akashadi karyam srishtva. Having created the universe, having created the if products such as space, etc., what did the Brahman do? Akashadi karyam. Sat tyatte adi lakshanam srishtva. Akashadi karyam. The entire universe of beings, entire universe of elements and the elemental world, elementals, in the form of the objects with and without forms, sat tyate adi lakshanam srishtva. So karyam stands for the entirety of the universe. Tad brahmatma, saha brahmatma, akashadi karyam srishtva. Having created this entire universe of elements such as elements and elementals such as space, etc., the universe is constituted of objects and beings with and without forms. Satya tyate adi lakshanam srishtva. Tad anupravishya, and having entered that creation as it were, as though entered, pashyan shrinvan manvanaha vijanan bahu abhavat. Only Brahmatma became as the many, as what? As the one who is seeing, as the one who is hearing, as the one who is thinking, as the one who is knowing. Pashyan shrinvan manvanaha vijanan bahu abhavat. See, because of this Brahman's association, not association, being all pervasive, Brahman being available for recognition in the cave of the cave of intellect, Brahman is there, being manifested in all the vrittis, associated with all the sense powers, is available with all different attributes as seer, hearer, thinker, knower, etc. These are Brahman became many, bahu abhavat. Tasmat, therefore, tadeva idam. Akashadi karanam. Tadeva idam akashadi karanam. Therefore, that Brahmatma, which is there as Sarupma of the Jiva, with the title Jiva, which is available for recognition in the cave of Buddhi, is the Brahman, which is the cause of the space, etc., akashadi karanam, which is then karyastham, which obtains very much in the universe, the karyam, at the same time, which is available for recognition, parame vyoman hridaya guhayam nihitam. Parame vyoman, parame vyomni hridaya guhayam nihitam. That Brahman is as though hidden, obtains very much in the cave of intellect, that exalted space, as what? Tat pratyaya avabhasa viseshena upalabhyamanam. Tat pratyaya avabhasa viseshena. Pratyayeshu avabhasaihi. Avabhasa means through its manifestations, the Brahmatma through its manifestations, obtaining in the thought modifications. Brahmatma through its manifestations, obtaining in those thoughts, the cognitions, being available, the different qualifications, being available for recognition, the Brahmatma asti iti evam vijaniyat. The Brahmatma asti, Brahman definitely exists. Iti evam vijaniyat. Thus one should understand, vijaniyat, evam vijaniyat. One should definitely understood that Brahman definitely exists. Ityadi uktam bhavati. All this becomes explained here. All this becomes explained here. What all becomes explained here? The definite, one should understand Brahman exists. How one should understand Brahman exists? Because Brahman is available for recognition with the different qualifications, being manifest through its manifestations, obtaining in the various cognitions, various thought modifications, shrotra vritti, netra vritti, grana vritti, jihva vritti. Through all these vrittis, there is manifestation of Brahma. That is how Brahmatma, from the standpoint of Brahmatma, is absolutely nirgunaha, nirviseshaha, nirviseshaha Brahmatma, nirgunaha Brahmatma. with upadis, so nirupadikaha, brahmatma without the upadi, body, mind, sense complex is absolutely attributeless. Nirgunaha, nirviseshaha, nirupadikaha. But with upadi, this manifesting medium, the upadi, body, mind, sense complex, being manifest in the buddhi, being available for recognition, the cave of buddhi, through its manifestations appearing in various thoughts, Brahman is available with all the attributes as Sagunai Brahmatma, as the thinker, as the knower, as the hearer, as the seer, etc. Therefore, what? Brahma asti ityeva vijaniyat. One should understand the Brahman exists. There should not be any doubt at all about the existence of Brahman. Ityadi uktam bhavati. So all this becomes explained in this section. So towards the end, that etasminarthe brahmanokte eshaha shlokaha. See, brahmanokte, etasmin brahmanokte, etasmin arthe, eshaha shlokaha bhavati. The shlokaha is what now? Mantraha. Literally, the word shlokaha means a verse in praise, is called shlokaha. But here, shlokaha means mantraha. Eshaha mantraha bhavati. Eshaha shlokaha bhavati. Here is a mantra. Etasmin arthe. Here is a mantra pertaining to the discussion of the existence of Brahman. Here is a mantra pertaining to the discussion on the existence of Brahman, presented in this, in the Taittiriya Upanishad. So Taittiriya Upanishad presents the discussion on the existence of Brahman. And the mantra is pertaining to that discussion. Therefore it said, etasmin arthe brahmanokte, etasmin arthe yeshaha shlokaha mantraha bhavati. So here is the mantra pertaining to the discussion of the existence, discussion on the existence of Brahman, presented in the Taittiriya Upanishad. The Taittiriya Upanishad is what? A Brahmana Upanishad, a prose Upanishad. So the mantra is in verse form, Mantropanishad. Mantra is in verse form, and which this mantra pertaining to discussion on the existence of Brahman, and presented in the Taittiriya Upanishad, the Brahmana Upanishad, the prose Upanishad. So Brahmana means Brahmana Upanishad means here a prose Upanishad in prose form. Okay, brahmanokte yeshaha shlokaha mantraha bhavati yatha purveshu annamayadi atma prakashakaha panchasu api evam sarvantaratama atma astitva prakashakaha api mantraha karyadvarena bhavati. What is yatha? Purveshu annamayadi atma prakashakaha. Panchasu api. See, before, in all the Purveshu, in all the previous sections, Purveshu Anuvakeshu, in the previous sections, pertaining to the previous sections, presenting the discussion on Panchakoshaha, such as Annamaya, etc. There also, there was a Rig Mantra. Purveshu Annamayadi, Annamayadi Atma Prakashakaha. Annamayadhyatma Prakashakaha, Annamayatma, Pranamayatma, Manomayatma, Vijnanamayatma, Anandamayatma, like that. Annamayadhyatma Prakashakaha means the previous sections pertaining to the five koshas, Annamaya, etc., there were relevant mantras, Rig Mantras, revealing those panchakoshas. Evam, in the same way, in this manner, sarvantaratama atma astitva prakashakaha api mantraha. So here also is a mantra again. After the sixth anuvaka also, in the very beginning of seventh anuvaka, there is a mantra which is the revealer, which reveals the mantra which is the revealer, prakashakaha. The mantra which reveals the existence of the Atma, obtaining as the innermost self, innermost essence, beyond all those five koshas. Sarva antaratama, sarvantaratama, atma astitva prakashakaha mantraha. And here is a mantra which reveals the existence of the Atma, obtaining as the innermost self, beyond those five koshas. How? Karyadwarena bhavati, karyadwarena. Through the universe, karyadwarena, through the universe, which is the effect of Brahman. Means from the standpoint of the universe, the effect of Brahmatma, the mantra reveals the existence of Atma as the cause of the universe. This is the meaning of this last portion. Yatha purveshu annamaya dhyatma prakashakaha panchasvapi evam sarvantaratama atma astitva prakashakaha api mantraha karyadwarena bhavati. Here also is a mantra which reveals the existence of Brahmatma, obtaining as the innermost essence, beyond those five koshas, from the standpoint of the universe, the effect of Brahmatma. We know very well, Brahman is not the Karanam, Jagat is not the Karyam, we will understand later on. We already understood, we are going to understand again. Brahman is as though cause of the universe, because it exists, the universe is, universe cannot exist at all independently by itself. Because the whole universe, even when it is unmanifest also, it remains undifferentiated, unmanifest, as Maya is also non-separate from Brahma. As manifest and differentiated universe also, it is non-separate from Brahma. The universe is not never independent existence at all of its own. Therefore, it is as good as the product of Brahmatma. Brahmatma is as good as the cause of the universe. As good as the cause. In fact, the whole universe is only an appearance of Brahmatma, being non-separate from it. Ultimately, what we need to understand is all that is, there is only Brahmatma, and the Brahmatma is available for recognition on its own Surupam. You arrive at it as in terms of its nature of pure consciousness, then you understand that consciousness is of existence of the whole cosmos. Then we say, what is there is only Satchidatma, and which is ever of the nature of limitlessness. And that Brahma asti, and that Brahma which is another than myself, aham, that Brahma ahamasmi, that Brahman which is in the form of the whole cosmos, is I, the self, am myself. This is the vision Upanishad expects us to have, wants us to have. Therefore, with this, the sixth anuvakaha is completed. Iti brahmanandavalyam shashtonuvakaha samaptaha. Om purnamadav purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva vasishyate. Om shanti shanti shantihi. Harihi Om Tat Sat. Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.